Okay, this podcast episode is going to be a bit different. This podcast, I'm going to tell you a story. This story is about a law student. A law student who was not doing anything wrong, but got taken advantage of. So, the story is, the law student in his first semester of law school didn't do as well as he wanted to. So what he did was he took it upon himself to work harder the second semester. And before that, he actually decided to study over winter break to make sure he got ahead on everybody. So he had better grades second semester. So the law student did that. And when he did that, went back second semester and was getting a little bit of help from his professors. The professors were surprised that he was as far ahead as he was and got very excited about the fact that they saw something potentially very good about this student. But they did something they shouldn't have done. Rather than just keep themselves and help the student when the student needed the help, they thought it was in their best interest to hack his phone. And not only hack his phone, but set up cameras in his room and sex traffic him. Because they couldn't help themselves. And while doing that, they also set up cameras in his home where he lives back home. So they were sex trafficking his parents and his sister at the same time. While they were sex trafficking his parents and his sister, they were letting everybody and anybody see what was on the cameras. Including celebrities, anybody who asked got to see what was on the cameras and got to violate the privacy of this young man's home. And on top of that, they were communicating things like his bathroom pattern. Things so intimate to that young man that it's almost baffling that they were stupid enough to do that. And rather than just let it go and stop, they doubled down, and have been attempting to murder said law student for months. And rather than stop, and compromise, as a young law student was trying to make them compromise, what they did was ignore his cries for compromise. They ignored everything about compromising him, about compromising for the situation. And they did it because they could. Because they had the power and they had the money to do whatever they wanted. You know, they could poison his home with poisonous gas. They could threaten his family. They could threaten him. They could continue to have cameras in his home and continue to talk about them. Regardless of what the young man wanted, as much as he pleaded that it was a terrible thing that was going on, they refused to listen. And they refused to listen because there was nobody holding them accountable. There was nobody saying to them that they shouldn't be doing this. There was nobody with authority saying that they should be doing this. And so because they kept doing this, the law student took it on himself to completely and utterly destroy everybody. And it's unfortunate because the law student, the entire time, what he was trying to do was he was trying to reason with these people. He was trying to make it so they wouldn't, they would stop what they were doing. He was trying to make it so they were just listening and understand. But what they were doing was, rather than listen to him, they felt it better to try and scare him, try and intimidate him, try and threaten him in any way, shape, or form. And they would also lie about everything the law student was talking about. So rather than try and resolve the situation, what they did was they took the information from the cameras and they framed it in such a way to make the law student look like he was the liar, look like he was the bad person. When in reality, the entire time, the professors and everybody who was against the law student were just trying to save themselves. They were doing it all out of fear. And rather than try and rectify the situation, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse until eventually it got so big that it's cataclysmic as to what's going to happen. And unfortunately for them, they all had this perception. They all had this perception that the law student was just going to die quietly. And he was going to be so compassionate about the fact that there were so many people involved that he had to die, right? But the fact of the matter is, there was no compassion showed to him. There was no compassion showed to the law student the entire time. The entire time, the law student was trying to resolve the situation. He was trying to be compassionate. He was trying to compromise. But they refused to compromise solely because they had the power not to. And so now what they're facing is life behind bars because they couldn't stop talking and they couldn't just look at the reality. That you see, what happened in the law student's mind is that these people had a tremendous amount of money, a tremendous amount of influence, and a tremendous amount of power. But they forgot that the law student had the gun the entire time and could pull the trigger at any minute. They forgot that the law student was capable of suing all of them and making sure they all paid for this. And they assumed that he would never do that. They assumed that he would never, in his right mind, do that. Because why would he? I mean, there's so many people involved. But the problem is, when there's so many people involved and no one reaches out to help, the law student feels that, well, that means that no one really cares about him. So why should he care about anybody involved? And so now we're in a situation where the law student has all the power here. He's got the power to completely destroy everybody. And rightfully so. Because everybody deserves what's coming to them. Everybody deserves to go down for this. And the law student is very aware as well that this is probably going to kill him and or going to end up behind prison or whatever. But the law student also feels that maybe this is the greater good. Maybe this is the universe tipping the scales of justice. Because I can imagine that the law student believes that, you know, something like this, when there's people that are compromised, the law student believes that it's probably likely that, you know, hiring people to kill people that are compromised is a common practice in America. And because it's a common practice in America, it happens probably a lot more often than we're all led to believe. But that's not supposed to happen in a democracy. In a democracy, justice is supposed to happen. And when you're in a democracy, you're supposed to have justice. Not and democratic justice means through the court. Through everything being done through the courts. not hiring hitmen to kill people. So maybe this is the universe saying that's probably been going on for a while, and now it's time for everyone to pay. Now it's time for everyone to be held accountable. And the law student has all the power to hold everybody accountable. He has all the power to absolutely destroy everybody. But they forgot that. They kept on pushing the law student. They kept on ignoring the law student. They kept on saying to themselves, he would never do anything, right? But now the law student with all the power is going to completely destroy everybody. And so it's one of these stories where the law student is the catalyst and he has all the power, and yet they completely forgot about it. And so now they're all in a position where they don't really know what to do, and they don't know what to say, and they don't know how to act. But the law student doesn't care anymore, because the law student has been going through this for 8 months, and he's done. He's done with them trying to kill him. He's done with the setup attempts. He's done with everything. He's done with the poisoning of the house. He's done with everything. And so now, they're all going to find out exactly what it's like to face consequences for their actions. And so that's the story of the law student I would like to tell.